59% of all these voters think the country's on the wrong track. And Biden's job approval is a 54 disapprove, including 18%, almost one in five of the voters that voted for him last year. And you've got 55% to 37 that they're worried about the future of America while Biden's president. That's a huge number. And then you've got agree or disagree. President Biden's trying to get Congress to spend too much money. 61 to 33. Dick Morris helped us write that question. And when we asked them about, do you agree or disagree that president under President Biden, they're stimulating inflation by spending so much money, 60 to 30, they agree, which is the biggest economic concern going on right now, because the Democrats are trying to jam through their spending bill because they think it's going to help them. It's actually going to make things worse. The Republicans are now winning for Congress, and Trump would win in a landslide right now. It would be an electoral landslide. He beat both either Biden or Harris. He's at Harris, 49-46 in the poll. Biden's a different president because, I mean, he ran as this moderate, and it was during a historic pandemic. And you're looking at an election where the guy they voted for isn't what they got. He's not. He's being run by the radicals. He's doing things that he said he wasn't going to do. And now you're seeing it's really we're moving into a post-pandemic age where you're seeing really new voting coalitions, like of 21st century voters, where the rebound, the bounce back, it's gonna show itself in elections this year, you know, possibly in Virginia, because in Loudoun County you have McAuliffe. Loudoun County is the bellwether swing county, and you have McAuliffe, and you have Youngkin, dead even tied. New Jersey, you got Governor Murphy outspending his opponents, running negative ads. And in places like Nassau County, where I'm working for the candidates, a Republican newcomer, Ann Donnelly, is beating Todd Kominski because he was a sponsor of cashless bail. He helped write that law. And then you've got...
How is the poll on Nassau County?
He's, without giving the exact numbers... she's ahead. And you can tell because Todd Kominski is now putting in a big television buy. And, you know, I mean, the Republicans out here are fighting, and it looks pretty good because Joe Biden's upside down in Nassau County, and it's fueling the grassroots Republican turnout. And you've got the top issues are taxes and crime. I mean, Laura Curran, people may like her, but they say they can't afford a reassessment. A reassessment's, you know, like 7 out of 10 voters in Nassau say the reassessment, the taxes are going up, the school taxes are going up. It's not just county taxes. And, you know, their property taxes are going way up. So you got Bruce Blakeman with a shot for county executive, and you got Ann Donnelly beating a longtime politician who was supposed to be this fair-haired, liberal Democratic state senator. But because he went for cashless bail, everybody knows crime is up in New York. Shootings are up, and it's affecting us statewide. It's not just they were telling people they were going to fix it, but they never fixed it. And look at Governor Hochul. She's come in. She hasn't fixed it. I mean, the radical wing of the Democratic Party is holding the rest of their party hostage, and the voters aren't going to stand for it anymore. It's gone way too far, and people want to get back to some degree of sanity, and they're going to take it out in the polls. When the people come, when they get to vote, they are going to vote, and they're going to make changes because, like I said, I wish the election was tomorrow because the Republicans would take back the House, we'd take back Congress.
John McLaughlin, thank you for all the work that you do to give the people the truth. And stay well and stay healthy, and your family stay healthy, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
The best to you, John, too. Thank you.
This is the Katz Roundtable. We'll be right back.